views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it, too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour and to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. And you can access the shifts through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. And we're going to be sharing life transformation, transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, shift challenges into possibilities. Feel free to call in. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We will be taking callers if you want to call in with an issue or want to get to know something about yourself. We'll be talking, myself and my brother Michael, about energy work and about psychology and give you tools that you can apply if you guys want to, and call in and if you feel like it. So I want to introduce my brother here who's with me, Michael Dilliage. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for asking. For anybody who hasn't listened before to our show, I tend to be the more energy specialist, trained in that, and my brother knows a little bit more on the psychological front, and specifically studied the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram method, so he'll be talking about those somewhat. And we decided to combine forces for many shows now, if you've been listening. And if you haven't, you know, you can tune back to the previous shows. And again, I just want to say, if anybody wants to call in, we can help you out with any issue, really full spectrum, that you want to improve. All right. Well, today I wanted to ask you actually about why do you think it's been helpful, and why do you think it's helpful for other people to learn about psychology or the Enneagram and Myers-Briggs in particular, and what has it done for you in your life?
Yes, thank you for having me on today. It's been it's really helpful because it helps me see other people's perspective and understand where they're coming from, whether it's family, friends, or people in your professional life. And no matter what type of life you have, you're going to have to interact with them and navigate. And part of navigating through the world is knowing how to work and communicate with people. And it's really helped me engage people on a lot more deeper level. So it's helped me in all types of relationships in my life.
Well, that's great. Would you say that it's helped you understand that there are multiple ways of taking in information, and not everybody takes in information the way you do or the way I do?
Yes, it definitely has. Some people love details and nitty gritty. Those would be kind of the S sensing types. And some people just want more of the how things are relayed on the big picture, the vision, the overarching theme. So people are a lot more likely to listen and understand what you're saying if you already know what their strength is in terms of how they absorb information.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's very good. I mean, a lot of people, before getting tuned into this information, if they haven't tuned into this before, may be completely unaware of what I just asked you and what you just answered, which is they don't realize that that others process information. They may think, well, this person doesn't get it. They must be dumb. Would you say that's accurate in your experience?
Yes, I think it's kind of natural for people to kind of assume that everyone learns and sees things the same way they do. So as a result, when something's obvious to them and it doesn't seem to be obvious to someone else, it's easy sometimes to kind of make judgments about people. But again, we're all unique. We're made differently, and how we process information and make decisions can be very different. And knowing how other people do that is very key in life.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably a big realization just for a lot of people. I know it was for myself, just recognizing the different ways that people process information. And we can get a little more specific in a sense so that people know what we're talking about. But when we take a simple example that most people can understand, when we're looking at the Myers-Briggs system with the psychology, it seems we use these letter systems, right? And for example, people may have heard of thinkers and feelers, right? T and F in the Myers-Briggs for the letters. And what is it that a thinker might not know about a feeler? What is it that a feeler might not realize about a thinker if they haven't studied psychology or been exposed to this at all?
Right. So a thinker is someone that looks at things objectively, is more convinced by logic, by facts. So they're actually they're looking for what is called, what they see as clarity. They actually want to stay away from like someone's personal situation and like the mitigating situations behind that. But while a feeler wants to actually put themselves in their person's shoe and try to see where they're coming from and understand their story. So a thinker might decide that a feeler types are being impractical, while a feeler might decide that a thinker is being cold-hearted. But no, they're both coming from wanting to make a decision as best the best decision possible. Just the road they take is very different.
Right. So. Also, in your experience, I mean, since some people are listening and say, oh, well, I identify more with this, you know, the thinker that you just described, or some will say, I identify more with the feeler that you just described, would you say there's one that's better than the other in any way? Or not in any way, but overall, let's just put it that way. Overall, would you say there's one that's better than the other?
No, I wouldn't say. I would see it as kind of being left and right-handed. Some people use a tennis racket with the left hand. Some use it with the right hand. And it's more like a natural preference. So it's not like people are born with preferences. But doesn't mean they can't use their other hand if they really wanted to for the tennis, to let's say, swing a tennis racket. The same thing comes for feeler thinker. It's all about knowing thyself and finding a healthy balance.
Right. So, in a way, what you're encouraging is that, you know, let's say the people associated with the thinkers, of what you just said, I can relate to that. Would you still encourage them to get more in touch with the feeler aspect of themselves, and conversely, the feelers with their thinking aspect?
Yes, I would. I would. You don't want to try to change yourself into something you're not, but you want to be cognizant of differences and being able to like work with that, and also when you and then hence and then it'll be also easier to deal with people who actually make those decisions differently and understand where they come from. Even if you don't necessarily agree, at least there's like good communication and clear understanding.
So just going to translate that maybe for in other words for listeners, maybe asking questions. Would you say in some ways that when you say, oh, well, accepting yourself or whatever, and then that part of it, the accepting yourself, some people will say, well, you know, maybe I don't want to be a thinker or a feeler. I want to be both at once. But what you're maybe telling them is that you probably have tendencies that lean more toward the other as of now in your unawareness. And first become aware of that, and then as you become aware of your tendencies, then take steps towards, you know, the other side of things. If you know, is that what you're saying, perhaps?
Yeah, I would see this as, I think what everyone can kind of relate to, it's when you cross your arms or hold your hands, you usually naturally just have one arm that's going to be over the other. Or if you're holding, like, you're holding each other's hands, you usually have one thumb you put over the other. That will tend to be your more dominant hand or arm. And so it's good to see it as that way. But you can use the other.
Right, and I didn't mean to throw everybody under the bus, because I'm sure some people are ambidextrous from a young age and things like that. And if they already are ambidextrous and stuff, they don't necessarily need to go to be, you know, choose a one hand and then, you know, then learn the other hand. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's what I was saying in my previous comment was just that even though, yes, we want to have the qualities of like a thinker and a feeler, as the example we're using, I think it's important to be honest with ourselves about that we probably, without in our unawareness, have probably chosen to lean on one side or the other a little bit more. And as we become more aware of that, I think we actually have more choice in whether, you know, we act, you know, as a thinker, feeler, or both, as opposed to when we don't know what we're doing and we just assume that, I think this, so it must be this way and I must act this way all the time. But either way, that was just my sum up. I don't know. I think there's made more sense, but maybe some people can relate to the way I put it as well. How about as far as, well, actually, I don't really want to get too deep topic here because we're about to hit a commercial in about a minute here. But I just want to remind the callers again, if they want to call in, the number here is 1-800-930-2819. Whether you want to ask us a question about yourself, you want to know something about your personality, or you want an issue cleared, we're going to get into some energy after the break, talk about that as well. And we'll be right back after this short break, and stay tuned, and we'll make some more shift happen after this.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source. You're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Hi, you're back on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Phil Free. I'm filling in for Colette today. My guest is Michael Deliage. Basically, hey, Mike, why don't you actually give us your contact info before we continue? Is there a place people can email you?
Yes, the best way to reach me via email would be m_DELEAGE@yahoo.com.
Great. Thanks. And if people want to ask me something, they can email me at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil at hotmail.com. And yeah, we encourage anybody listening to call in, or to email us for that matter. The call in number for this show is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We definitely encourage people to call in. That's our favorite thing to do on the show, is to take callers and either give them some info about their personality or help them with an issue energetically and improve that, or solve it if we can, or help them solve it. That's our favorite thing. So we encourage people to do that. I know that some people may be a little bit shy getting on the radio, but not a lot of places in life to get free help, so I encourage people to take it if they can. And obviously, if you don't even want to use your real name, if that's the issue for some people, they're scared who's listening or whatever, you know, it's fine. I don't, you know, we don't care. You can use an alternative name just for the show or whatever. So there's really there's no reason to be shy. You'll benefit from either getting information, getting shifts, or both, probably. So just want to put that little shploo out there to our listeners. And obviously, same thing with sessions. If you're interested in our work and what we're talking about here on the air, please send an email and either contact myself or my brother here, and we'd be glad to help somebody out with their issues or give them some pertinent information. All right, well, we're going to get back into things here. So we've been mostly talking about psychology in the first segment, but I also wanted to relate a little bit of the what we've been talking about with psychology to the energy work as well, and that I could definitely relate when it comes to the energy helping me be more aware of myself and of others. And I think that's a huge, huge place to start. And if people are wondering why, it might be helpful to apply this information in their lives, then that's what I'm getting into, basically. I for me, there's lots of improvements. I feel like one of the things that helps me is that I feel like there's a lot more self-control in my life, and there's more acceptance of everything I don't control. So that's a huge shift. I think a lot of I don't know that I realized before going down this path, like, how important all that was in life. But now that I'm on it, I realize that it's an everyday practice for me. So for me, it's very helpful, and I've been able to give a lot of insights to people and feel that their lives change sometimes within minutes. And, it's a very powerful tool to have for myself. I've helped a lot of people out. Obviously, people have called in on the show and gotten some benefits from this as well. So, I would encourage for anybody, anyone who hasn't tried this, who doesn't know, and I also encourage the psychological information, because just to know ourselves, especially our unconscious tendencies, I would say, that's super, super helpful. And to understand what our defense mechanisms is. And if you read, you know, if you get into the Enneagram or whatever, you're going to understand what your defense mechanisms are. Isn't that right?
Yes. You're going to know what your natural fallback is, whether you're angry or anxious or ashamed. And then it'll also help you gauge like what your strengths are and give you a guideline into steps that you can take to really like grow into a more developed and like self-acknowledged self.
Right. So give you a clear conscious roadmap is what you're saying. Of, you know, whatever your personality is, that, well, this is what you can do specifically.
Yes. I one of the biggest, most things I always stress to people is it's not a destination. It's a roadmap. So just because if you're born one way or with letters or a certain number, doesn't mean, oh, you're destined for this or that, or it's more about, okay, this is what naturally comes to me easily, and this is what I tend to have difficulty with. Now that I have this information, how can I best use it to move forward in life?
Right. I think in my experience, honestly, and I think maybe some listeners, voices, because maybe some listeners feel this way, who may be listening to it for the first time, or maybe they've listened to it a few times, but they're like, oh, I don't know about the psychology or stuff. You know, it sounds like some people may feel boxed in by these labels or whatever. I think I had that initial fear myself when we first started talking about it a couple years ago. And, you know, just kind of a defense mechanism perhaps, but to help people get beyond that, it's like, what insight would you share with them, or what advice or what reassurance can you give them?
I would the reassurance. What I would say is that, again, like it's kind of like these are more like kind of like general themes. It's like imagine like you see there's the color green, right? Well, so like for example, let's say a four or INFP. Well, okay, that could be this color green, but as we all know, there's many different shades of green. So you like someone who is an INFP or a four might relate to someone who has that same number and letters, but still this doesn't mean there's all their experiences or life stories exactly the same. Each person still has their life story and experiences that make them who they are.
Great. Yeah. So I also noticed that, you know, for me, there's one of the humps I had to get through across, let's say, or over, is that once I started to sense, okay, this is probably what I am, like I had to just not feel it was a trap, you know, like I'm not stuck in this personality. And that was like an initial fear that I had, and I think a lot of other people have when they first get introduced to this or start discovering, oh, wait a second, you know, maybe I do have tendencies, maybe I'm more predictable, you know, than I realize, and things like that. I think a lot of us think we're hiding a lot better than we actually are in life. And then when we realize, wait a second, you know, whether somebody is knowledgeable with psychology or energy or other things, they may see right through me things about myself that I don't even admit sometimes. It could be scary. It could be very scary for a lot of people. At the same time, I mean, this is not about shocking people or whatever. At the same time, for those who see the value of delving into oneself, becoming more aware of oneself, others, of how other people process information, for me, it's a great benefit. A lot of people, they, you know, that's fine if they don't see it or whatever, but why would you say it's a benefit, or what examples do you have in your life where it's been a benefit for you? Like, because you knew this knowledge, you navigated the situation much easier or better.
So one of the things that's really opened my mind to is that I sometimes really tend to get into like the nitty gritty details, like being a sense for myself. And I've realized that like before I knew this, that I was, you know, I can go into details about something, but then like certain people would just tune out because people were more, who like to use more metaphors in the bigger picture and see how things were connected, would start to get bored or kind of overwhelmed with that. So knowing about the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs, because there's all correlators between the two, that's helped me like kind of like when I'm able to kind of sense, get a feel of someone's number and letter type, then I could step back and say, okay, like maybe I shouldn't get too much, give out too many details. It's really helped me communicate with people.
So in a sense, it's like you can sense better when you're losing somebody and when you're not, when they're interested in the details and other personalities who aren't. And then like, oh, if you sense like they're waning because this, they're not as detail-oriented as you are, you won't give them as many. And you'll just stop yourself in mid-track and maybe say, okay, you know, here's the big point and there you go. So, and then as a result, those people maybe respond better to you and listen better because you're not overwhelming them or et cetera, et cetera. Things like that, right?
Yes, it helps in that. Like one of the ones I think most people, even new to this, would be like the introvert and extrovert. I think we've heard a lot of that too, and it's how people get energized. And we see a lot of people like extroverts are energized by talking, by being around people. Introverts are energized by being in their own mind and alone time. So you'll see like extroverts just kind of go, go, go. And an introvert is being silent, processing it. And sometimes an extrovert might mistake and assume, okay, well, this person totally agrees with me. And when you're not aware of this, you can kind of leave like, okay, well, they agreed with me. But if you're aware of this psychology, then you understand, oh, maybe your introvert friend just needs time to process it, but their silence isn't necessarily agreement. And it's really helpful to understand that because there's a lot of misunderstanding due to that.
Right. And for me, it's also helped take away a lot of the judgments, too. When you see all the different ways of processing information, and in the past, you know, when we didn't understand, I think a lot of us, our tendency is to think, oh, this is somebody who's dumb. They don't get it. You know, why don't they get it? You know, but then when you start to understand how they're processing information and what angles they're looking at, then it all starts to fit. And not that they're right necessarily in how they go about things, or not that I'm right in how I go about things necessarily. It's not about that, but it's just being able to understand somebody else's process, understanding my own. When I understand my own process, I know I have more control over it, and I can actually choose whether I can, you know, act in one way or the other, as opposed to kind of having an automatic. But we are actually hitting up against another break, so I just want to share the call-in number. If anybody wants to call in, then, you know, we'll take you on in the next segment. It's 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to Truth is Funny, and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes
Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, you're back on The Truth is Funny. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. I just wanted to share my contact info real quick, which is whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com, if anybody wants to reach out. And Michael, do you want to share yours again?
Yeah, so my email is m_DELEAGE@yahoo.com.
Great. All right. And also want to let the listeners know, since this is Colette's show, if you want to access any of her info, you can find out about her at thetruthisfunny.com. And she's got all kinds of interesting things going on there. I mean, she does seminars every now and then. Obviously, she does sessions with people over the phone and things like that. And she also does painting and many more fun things. So I would definitely recommend you visit her site and to look her up on Facebook at Truth is Funny, or she's on all kinds of social media, Twitter as well. So feel free to check her stuff out as well. We're going to get back into things here. And again, talking about energy and psychology. And we're trying, well, in a sense, there's a lot of sales pitching going on for me today. I want to encourage the listeners to look into this stuff, to apply this, to call in. By the way, if you do want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. I should know that by heart. So 1-800-930-2819. Call in, we'll help you out. And yeah, it's just a little heavy on the sales pitch this show because I've been looking at some other people who are on the radio and looking at their successes. I realize on radio it's sometimes, you know, people are driving and things of that nature, or doing chores while listening to the radio, and that might be an interesting point, but they don't have time to look it up on the spot. Like what we're talking about, they might say, this sounds interesting. I want to know what my number is when it comes to Enneagram. But they're in the middle of driving, and they say by the time they get to home or to work or wherever they're going, they may not think about it. And then our show is only once a month, so people may not follow up and think about this a lot. So, yeah, I just want to encourage people. One thing that a friend of mine did is listen to a lot of the back shows and just kind of played all of the – our previous shows, like one after another, on a day where she was just at home or whatever, and said that made a lot of sense to her. And if anybody wants to do that, I encourage that as well. You can definitely listen to our past shows, and we go into more detail on some shows than others, and we got pretty specific over the last 10 weeks, 11 weeks, or whatever it was. And if people want to actually get more from us than we're doing on today's show, get more details, because we're keeping it kind of on the surface here. listen to these past shows. We get much more detail-oriented. We talk about specific numbers in the Enneagram. We talk about each letter in the Myers-Briggs. We talk energy work. And I encourage the people to apply this in their life. It's made a world of difference for me. Obviously, my brother is telling you know, just shared a story about how it helps him in his life. I find that once I got beyond my initial resistance with the psychology, that I saw that it was tremendously beneficial too. Because again, I mean, anytime we can be more aware of ourselves, know more about ourselves, and understand other humans better, then we have a richer life in a sense, and richer possibility for life. So that's what I encourage, and I encourage everybody. And even if you don't know exactly why, you may want to know this information yet. You may want to just look this up on the internet or watch a YouTube or something like that, or some other video or whatever, or read something about it. And you may want to, you know, whether it's psychology or the energy work, there's plenty of people doing energy work as well. And you can see people shifting very, very quickly, very effective. For those who want to change and who are ready, it really, really works. So I would encourage that. Let's get back to things here so I don't just make this a whole sales pitch for an hour. So Michael, what is something that somebody can apply, like that's listening to for the first time or just have, you know, doesn't have much experience with this, that out of what can they take out of what you're saying and that they can use today and from now on in their lives? What piece of information would you give them?
I would say that, the best thing is just at least start with knowing yourself. There's a lot of these assessments you can take online that are free. And just take it and just at least you understand yourself. And then that, because it's going to be hard to navigate through the world and to deal with people if you don't even know why you do what you do. So I would start from there.
Right. So I would also just add to that by saying that once we understand these different processes, like, it really opens up a whole new world of understanding ourselves and the world at large. And it's the same thing with the energy work as well. I mean, this has helped me become more self-aware. So, I mean, a little tool energetically that I can give people that who are listening today and that they can use is that a lot of this energy work centers around this around balance and being in balance, having balance. And so, for example, just thinking about our bodies, our human bodies, and we think about how there's a balance in a sense, you know, we have a left side and a right side, and you know, and if we imagine this line that bisects us from left to right, that goes, you know, across our nose, across our spine, then that line, it represents our balance from left to right anyway. And just by putting our attention on that line of our body, anywhere on that line, whether it's our nose or belly button or the spine or the entire spine or whatever, that will immediately get us a little bit more in balance because we're acting from our center. People talk about this concept, be centered. Oh, it's, you know, I want to be centered in life. Well, how do we be centered? Well, if we're already coming from our middle, we've been talking about earlier in the show with thinker, feeler, or even we alluded to, well, some people might be right or left-handed, like you mentioned with the tennis rackets or whatever. So again, it's, can we get to a point where we're cognizant of what our tendency is, but yet we have the ability to do the other one if we choose. And then to the point that if we also don't want a tendency, I mean, that's part of it. But I'll get back to this point in a second. I just wanted to ask you, you know, if you have like a story that you want to share with the listeners about how this, like how, for example, like when you're working with somebody else, like a couple or some a group of people, like a couple, and you get into a situation where you have two different personalities. Like, let's use the number system for a moment. Let's say we got a number two and we got a number five or something. Let's just use those two as an example. What are things that you know that the average person doesn't know because you know you're dealing with a two and a five personality? And what can you advise them as well?
Yeah, so a two is known as the helper, and they two is usually an E for extrovert and intuitive, F for feeler, and P for perceiver. Well, the five is known as investigator, usually an introvert. They can either be sensing or intuitive, thinkers, and usually judgers. So for a two, I want to really explain the vision. I want to also make the story very personal and explain what my story was behind this and try to understand what their background is. And then just kind of let them think out loud, because extroverts like to process and almost like talk their thoughts out loud. Well, for an introvert, I'm going to want to be very very to the point, brief, pause, let them think, process it, and then wait for a response when they're ready. And then, you know, usually the conscious is at a slower pace. So I would, by knowing that already, I can, it's a kind of very, like a shortcut into already helping them, engaging with them and helping them, and helping like the couple, let's say a two, someone is a two and someone is a five, actually at least understand how to have like a better flow or a better conversation with one another.
Right. And then, you know, so then would you feel that you can give those people advice specifically based on their number types that's probably more helpful than some just generic advice, probably?
Yeah, because certain numbers are born with, have certain strengths and vices or struggles. So I might, like, knowing their number, I might realize, okay, well, a five probably doesn't struggle with being able to look at things objectively and weigh the pros and the cons. So I'm not necessarily going to bring that up or talk about that. But they might struggle with like anxiety or worry about putting themselves out there and being stuck in like analysis paralysis. So it helps you really jump into like the issue or the issues or like the points that someone might actually like need.
Right. And And to me, it's just like it just gives us this thing where it gives us this information where we realize that people are not necessarily stupid if they don't get something. It's just that they have a different point of view. They have a different way of processing information. And if we can key into that, then we can actually get through to anybody. And that's something that you feel pretty confident at this point. Wouldn't you say that you can pretty much, maybe not every last human being on earth, but in general, just I could throw in just about any random person at you and you feel like you can quickly understand them, relate to them, and even talk to them in a way that they can understand you.
Yeah, I at this point, yeah, I'd say that having studied this for years and studied this, engaging with people, reading about this, generally, I have a pretty good sense and understanding relatively quickly what number they are and also the Myers-Briggs. So knowing that already, I can kind of, I already understand when I'm listening to them, I can understand exactly where they're coming from, why they said this. And also if I'm trying to like talk to them about something, then I have an idea of, okay, this is the best approach so that they'll actually like understand it and be receptive to it and so on, you know, and so on and so forth.
Right, and I'll let you actually expand on that point. I'll have a follow-up question after the break, but we're about to hit another break, so we'll be right back to make more shift happen after this.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hi, this is Phil Free, filling in for Colette on The Truth Is Funny. I have my guest here, Michael Deliage, with me, and we're sharing knowledge about energy and about psychology and things that you guys can apply and look up for yourselves and improve your lives with. So basically, we were talking before the break about how this helps you to know people, be more prepared to handle people, handle situations, how to problem solve. Now, I know that some people, and you know, maybe myself and yourself, maybe even initially or something, I'm not sure, but had a fear or resistance perhaps, and maybe a lot of listeners have a fear or resistance to knowing this information. Why would you think that is, and where do you think that comes from?
I would say that I think a lot of times there's a resistance, partly because, as you said, people don't like being put in a box, or they're worried about being exposed or exposed. And I don't mean like, oh, they have like something to hide, but a lot of times we're taught that, like, to feel embarrassed or ashamed about certain weaknesses we have. So sometimes when someone who's has a deep, strong sense of the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs, or I'm sure even when you're doing with energetic healing, they actually might retreat because there's a sense of vulnerability that, like, wow, this person can see, like, my struggles. And hence, they tend to, like, dig in their heels and resist to that.
Right. So some people might be scared that you know them better than they know themselves, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of times people want to feel good about or think that, oh, well, no one knows myself better than I do, and I don't need to hear advice from anyone. You know, I know all, you know, who knows myself better than me, but sometimes other people have insights about us that we fail to see just because we all have natural blinders. So, yeah, things like this helps you give you like a fresh, neutral perspective.
Right. So there's a good reason to know this information. And I just want to kind of follow up on that point I was making on the last segment. I feel like I derailed myself a little bit with talking about this energy work. All right, but I'm just going to keep it simple here as far as applicable information. So this line I was talking about, the bisexor body from left to right, it's called our midline in a sense, or that's one name for it. By just putting our attention there, just that in and of itself helps. So we can go into the explanations, so it's starting to get into a little, and that's where I got a little sidetracked with my tennis racket stuff. Essentially what I was saying was that when we act from our center, we're much stronger. And as you can see with the tennis racket thing I was saying is that most of us tend to choose in life to be left-handed or right-handed. So when you think about that, oh, well, I'm going to go play tennis with my right hand, then my left hand may be doing things, but it's not using as much energy, as much effort. Maybe it's not getting as strong and other things like that. So I'm not necessarily playing in a place where I'm strengthening my whole body. I'm strengthening more my right side. When we act from our midline, in a sense, we are strengthening our whole body more. So when we act from our center, even when we're rattled, so whether it's emotionally, so I tell people any kind of stimuli, whether it's a thought, a sensation, or an emotion, any one of those things that we feel that's uncomfortable, we can put our attention on our midline and it'll already have an immediate effect. Now there's much more to this energy work than just doing that, but that's a fundamental starting point for so many. If you knew nothing but knew just what I just said, and were able to apply that, notice any time that, oh, I just got rattled or somebody said something that bothered me, and just put your attention on your midline, just doing that. If you did that and did that diligently for a while, got used to doing that in your life would change a lot. I can almost promise that. I don't want to guarantee and get a lawsuit on anybody. You promise this on the air, but you know what I mean. I can almost promise that that everybody's life will change by doing that, and they'll become more self-aware of themselves, and they'll probably become a little bit stronger in their core, and they'll probably walk a little bit better and balance and other things. Who knows what kind of results? It'll actually lead to all kinds of results for different people. So I would just say that's a starting point that I want to give to people when it comes to the energy work. And as far as why it's important to know this, we're all made up of energy. Everybody, everything is energy. If you want to look at things under a microscope, you can see there's just densities that really create. You realize that, you know, a slower vibration is just a more dense object in a sense, and a higher vibration is less dense. So air, in a sense, is less dense than a piece of furniture. And so, you know, should be obvious to everyone. But under a microscope, it becomes obvious for different reasons. You see that they're both comprised of vibrations and things like this, but one of them is vibrating a different rate than the other. And it doesn't make one necessarily better or worse. It's just different. It's just starting to, all of life. There's vibration going through all of us, through every even seemingly inanimate object. So when we're aware of energy, then we have more self-control over how we handle our own, how we manage it, what we accept, what we don't. We also know how to rejuvenate ourselves better. And we know how to rejuvenate others who want our help. So, of course, this is not I'm not trying to say this is like some all-powerful magic that we can do anything we want with. In a sense, maybe we can, but that's not what I'm encouraging or really advocating here. What I am saying is that by being aware of things, it gives us more power. Just like with the psychological information, when you know more about yourself, you have more self-control and you know how to handle. And you also may have, as you understand yourself, you may understand others better. That's part of it. And just with that in and of itself, our lives will improve. Is there any final thoughts you have? Because we're coming to the end of the show here in like 2 minutes. So is there any final thoughts that you would say to the listeners or anything that you want to share whatsoever?
Yeah, the last thing I'd say, this is why I think all this really ties in well when it comes to Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, and energetic work, is that it's all about about balance. You might like certain numbers and are core of the letter types, and you might be really strong in one letter, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But if it's to the point where too much of a good thing kind of creates like weakness on the other side or a blind spot, you might really miss out on a good opportunity. So it's just know thyself and just learn how to use each hand and when necessary. It's about balance and being neutral.
Great. Well, thanks for being on. I appreciate you coming on, and I want to thank the listeners for listening, and just again want to share this one last thought with the listeners before we go, that that we are creating a reality. Some of us more consciously than others, and some of us are getting more success than others. And there's reasons for that, which we can get into in deeper in other shows. But I want to encourage everyone who's listening to imagine the reality they want to live in. Imagine a beautiful reality, not only for themselves, but a reality that allows other people to have the freedom to create for themselves as well. And a beautiful environment for us all to share. And let's all imagine this. And then let's go to our midline. Let's imagine and just put our attention on our midline after we've imagined this. Just doing this, we will get closer to creating that reality. Everything that we see around us that was created by humans was a thought before it was a reality. So if we want a beautiful future, we have to think about a beautiful reality right here and now. Think about this, what you want to see, what you want for your neighbors, what kind of beautiful environment you want to live in, and we will create that, and we will be living in that in a matter of time. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I'll be back next month. Make more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.